We just got our brand new 2015 visitor's guide delivered this week. So everything is ready and waiting for the visitors to arrive.
Like many in the Berkshire business realm, Lori Klefos of the Berkshire Visitors Bureau is anxiously anticipating summer's arrival and with it, tourists. She cites figures from the State Department of Revenue estimating visitors, people who have traveled at least 100 miles, spend $400 million each year in the Berkshires. Klefos says that has been trending upward about 5% annually over the past 3 years. Overall, Massachusetts estimates 17 million people visit the Commonwealth annually.
The Boston market has been growing. That has been going on for about the past 4 years. And the survey that we did last summer showed that there was a 10% increase in the Boston market coming to the Berkshires. That's important for us because we have always relied heavily on New York market. But the good news is that Boston is finding us, and I would say it's because we're really dedicated to getting the message out in Boston about all the things to do. But we didn't see a decrease in New York, so that's growth.
Klefos says the median age of the Berkshire visitor is 52. She adds the region's cultural draws like Jacob's Pillow Dance Festival and Tanglewood serve as anchors while newer, more active attractions are popping up. She's hopeful the Ramble Wild Aerial Park in Lanesboro and Berkshire East's 5,450-foot-long mountain coaster bring in younger tourists.
That's going to be something really new for us to talk about this summer, is that rise in outdoor fitness, recreation, you know, that is becoming as important as the culturals are to that full experience that we can offer here in the Berkshires.
Klefos adds that lately Tanglewood has brought in more popular artists geared toward a younger crowd. For instance, this year Tony Bennett will have Lady Gaga at his side. Meanwhile, Mass Mocha dedicates 50% of its programming to performance art with bands like Wilco and the Fresh Grass Bluegrass Festival. Klefos adds a Van Gogh exhibit at the Clark this summer will build upon its recent expansion.
The big news in Pittsfield is the opening of the Hotel on North. That's coming up this spring, early summer. There's also Hilton Gardens that's opening on the Pittsfield-Lenox Road. So more lodging, more variety of different types of lodging is also opening up this summer. So I think the trend that I am most excited about, Jim, is all of this investment going on in Berkshire County in hospitality and tourism.
Pittsfield's Hotel on North is being managed by Main Street Hospitality. The group runs hotels throughout the county, the Porches Inn, the Williams Inn, and the Red Lion Inn. With more than 335 rooms between the four venues, Vice President of Lodging Operations Michelle Kotek says the group has started the process of bringing on 160 workers for the summer, while landscaping gets going with an order of 4,000 inpatients at the Red Lion Inn alone.
We actually have guests that book a year in advance. They stay the previous year and want to make their reservation for the next year. But really, when the culturals make their announcements of what's happening on particular dates, the Tanglewood schedule, the Jacob's Pillow schedule, the Berkshire Theater Group schedule, really when those kind of come out, between November and February is when our phones really start ringing more for the people who have decided, okay, that's the play I want to go see. Let's book a room as well.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.